The public session of this meeting is reconvened and called to order. I'll call for the vote to officially reopen. I, Judge Williams, vote to reopen the meeting. Joe Onick, how do you vote?
Aye.
Nadine Wilborn?
Aye.
Rob Hawkins?
Aye.
Chief Judge Adams?
Aye.
All of the members of the commission have voted in favor of reopening the meeting. Therefore, this meeting is officially reopened to the public. All members are again present and a quorum is retained.
Can you speak up, please? We can't hear you back here.
Okay. Is that they on? Okay. So the cost met in closed session. And let me say initially, with respect to Judge Jenkins, there are some issues that the chief judge needs to, there's some information that needs to be collected before we make a decision on Judge Jenkins. So that decision will be tabled today, and we'll address it at the subsequent, at a subsequent cost meeting. Is it all? Did I just turn it off? Okay. Well, I don't know. Perhaps it's just recording. Okay. I'll try to speak louder. Okay. With respect to the other judges, Judges Harvey, Teal, and Tucker, so the cost has voted unanimously in support of the chief judge to approve your reappointment. However, I will say it is a begrudging approval that we're doing it. And I, because we appreciate the work that you have done in the years that you've been here. Apparently there's been strong writing. You've done what you're supposed to do as judges on the bench. However, it is concerning to the cause, just the lack, the continued just lack of collegiality and professionalism that goes on in this office, that it undermines the reputation of the office as a whole. It just does. It does. I'm sorry. What is your name?
I'm Judge Rooney.
Okay. Well, then I think you, if you, if
to say that I have to disagree with what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you.
These are my colleagues, and they are the best in the brightest.
Judge Rooney. I just said I appreciate the work that they've done. I understand they are bright, and I understand they are committed, hopefully, to the work they're doing as judges. My statement is about their work within the office with their other colleagues. I don't need you, Mr. Judge Rooney. Thank you. If I need you to speak, we'll ask you to do so. So there are concerns. The cost gets complaints about how you. We've got statements from people about how actually collegially office was when you all weren't there for some people. Okay. It's a problem. It is a problem. I understand that you all have loyalties to folks who now no longer work here. Perhaps you feel like your friend and colleague was treated unjustly. Perhaps you feel like whatever the cost does is unfair. That's fine. That does not mean that you come to work and undermine the efforts of the organization. Now, that is my problem. The only thing that we are required to do here as cost members, you as public servants, as administrative law judges, is to put the interests of the district first. If you can't do that, then I urge you, I beg you, to seek employment elsewhere. You don't have to be a judge. It's not required. It is not an entitlement. It is a privilege to do this job. It is a privilege. Now, if you don't like what the cost has done, that's fine. As judges, you know, one side always doesn't win. You do that every day. That does not mean you get the right to come in and make life miserable for everyone else. And that is I'm just telling you the reporting that I have. No one on the cost, with the exception of the chief, works in this office. But, so I urge you to move forward with a positive attitude and support your colleagues. There's a lot of junior judges here who could look to you. For insight and assistance and help, and it would be wonderful if you could provide that and be a positive asset to the agency as a whole. So I am going to ask the chief going forward that we have annual reviews of at least these three judges, just so we can be clear that not only is the work as a judge being done for the public, but also that the actions within the Office of Administrative Hearings are positive and in trying to advance an agency that should be a beacon for folks. You work with some of the people who are most desperate, who need the most help. It is important that we prioritize those, and if, as I said, if you can't prioritize them, please look elsewhere. And so I'm going to have the chief give the cost annual reviews as to how that is going, how that performance is strengthening or impacting or impairing the ability of others to do their work.
Ms. Williams, I'm
sorry.
I'm trying to address you, ma'am. May I address you?
Who are you?
I'm Administrative Law Judge William England. I'm the acting president of the Federation of Administrative Law Judges, District of Columbia.
Okay.
And my question to you and the cause is, by what authority do you propose to single out certain ALJs for annual reviews in the absence of the same annual review of the other judges? By what authority?
The regulations that govern the cost. So you can read them, and if you have a problem, then I'm sure I'll get a letter from you. So. Yeah, I'm not. Well, we'll see. Hopefully this can go forward positively, honestly. For some of you, I'm not confident that it will. But I hope that it can be, because I think this is an important agency. Neither of us would serve on the cost if we didn't think it was important, if we didn't believe in service to the people of the District of Columbia. But if we can't put aside, you know, whatever egos and anger or bitterness or whatever it is that is festering in this agency that makes it unhappy for everyone else to work here, I mean, it's just not a positive work environment. It's just not, it undermines everything that we're trying to do here, and it undermines what you're trying to do. So, as I said, the cost has unanimously supported the reappointment. The reappointment of Judge Jenkins will be postponed to a later date. And if there's no other business that we need to attend to, is there any other business? No? All right. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.